I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Iraqi authorities say that they have arrested more than 20 officials from the Interior and Defense Ministries. The suspects are said to be part of a group trying to revive the now outlawed Ba'ath Party of the former president Saddam Hussein. The World's Matthew Bell has more.
It's not clear exactly how many arrests have been made. The New York Times reported today that an elite counterterrorism unit took up to 35 security officials into custody, including four generals. But one of the generals named in the story spoke to reporters later in the day and said he was not arrested. A spokesman from Iraq's Interior Ministry said 23 people had been arrested over the past 5 days. Major General Abdul Karim Khalaf said the men were being questioned by authorities, and he dismissed suggestions that the men were plotting a coup. The spokesman refused to talk in detail about the ongoing investigation. He said the authorities will determine whether or not the officers in custody belong to the Auda Party. The name means return in Arabic, and it refers to the goal of reviving Saddam Hussein's once all-powerful Iraqi Ba'ath Party. The group was formed when the Ba'ath Party was banned in 2003. Faisal Istrabadi is Iraq's former deputy permanent representative to the United Nations. He says the former Ba'athists don't have much influence in Iraq's parliament.
Where their strength might lie, however, is presumably in their access to the billions of dollars looted from Iraq by former high-ranking officials of the Ba'ath Party and of the previous regime. And they are in touch with them in Syria, in Damascus, as well as being in touch with the Syrian regime itself, which of course is constituted by a different faction of the larger Arab Ba'ath Party.
But Istrabadi says these arrests might have more to do with politics than security. He says the accusation of being pro-Ba'athist is one that's been used often by Iraqi officials for the purpose of getting rid of political enemies.
It's not surprising that if it was a settling of political scores, that the accusation would be that they're pro-Ba'athist.
And how much do you worry that it was a settling of political scores?
It's hard to know. There is reason to think that the current prime minister is grabbing power for himself personally.
Istrabadi says the security officials who were arrested might have indeed been a security threat, but he says it's also well known that the Interior Ministry is led by one of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's political rivals, and that the minister was out of the country when officers under him were taken into custody. Istrabadi says the Interior Ministry is also an important center of power in Iraqi politics.
Particularly because the Interior Minister controls much of the security apparatus in the state, can often be seen as a threat to the alternate power centers.
Iraq's Interior Ministry runs things like the country's police forces and jails. And in Iraq's deeply fragmented political environment, any group of men with guns can be a dangerous rival. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.